When I was younger, I could play the piano a lot better than I can now. You know, I'm glad I was able to tell you that. Knowing modal verbs like can and be able to is not only important for your everyday English conversation, but using this grammar correctly will give you an edge in English exams like IELTS, TOEFL, and TOEIC. Let's check it out.
Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
All right. Thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. It's Michael here from Happy English, and I help people speak English better. This is Happy English Podcast, episode 714, Ability and Possibility. A lot of my students who are preparing for exams like IELTS and TOEIC often ask me for help with modal verbs. Modal verbs, eh? There are a lot of them, and that makes for a pretty wide topic. Since modal verbs are such an important part of English, let's have a look, shall we? Today, we'll dive into the different ways we talk about ability and possibility with can, could, and be able to. Let's look at can first. Can has a more conversational feel and has the nuance of, I know how to do that, or I'm available to do that. For example, I can play the piano. In other words, I know how to play the piano. I can help you with that project. In other words, I'm available to help you. I think can is one of the more basic modal verbs that we use in these situations. Of course, in a negative sentence, cannot or can't means I don't know how to do that, or I'm not available to do that. For example, the boss can't use this software. Maybe he doesn't know how. Jack can't come to the party. Maybe he's not available. On the other hand, be able to is more formal sounding and has the nuance of I can do that because I'm in the right situation or the right circumstances to do that. When we use be able to, we often provide more information than we do when we use can. Let's look at an example. I have a piano at home now, so I am able to play the piano anytime I want to. If we compare this to I can play the piano, I can play the piano simply means I know how to do it. That's all. But I am able to play the piano anytime I want because I have a piano at home now. The circumstance of having a piano at home gives me the ability to play the piano anytime I want. Here's another example. If you need help with your project, I'm not very busy this week, so I'm able to help you. Speaking of ability, would you like to be able to improve your score on the IELTS exam? I'd like to recommend the IELTS Energy Podcast. Taking IELTS? Want to make sure you are 100% ready to score your 7 or higher? If so, then the IELTS Energy Podcast is for you. Jessica Beck was an IELTS examiner for 14 years, and she co-hosts IELTS Energy with Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. From a former examiner's perspective, you'll learn the smartest strategies to score 7 or higher on every section of the test. Plus, they have 2 episodes each week. This week's lessons are strategic idioms to use on your speaking test that the examiner will love, and 3 IELTS listening traps that you must avoid. Follow the IELTS Energy Podcast. Just type IELTS Energy into your search bar in your favorite listening app and hit follow. By the way, in a negative sentence, you can use be not able to or be unable to. For example, We don't have the item in stock, so we are not able to ship this order. The boss is unable to attend the conference on Thursday. Next, let's get into talking about ability that started in the past and continues to the present. In cases like this, you can use have been able to, or haven't been able to, or have been unable to. There's no way to use can or could in this situation. For example, I've been able to make myself understood in a second language for a while now. I haven't been able to find a good pizza shop near my new apartment. I've been unable to reach Tommy since last Friday. I hope he's okay. In a similar way, when you use verbs related to emotions like enjoy, like, hate, and so on, you can use be able to, but not can or could. Here are some examples. I enjoy being able to have this nice view from my window. Fred is an Uber driver. He said he loves being able to choose his own hours to work. Next, let's talk about the difference between using be able to and could to talk about the past. When you talk about possibility in one situation in the past, you need to use be able to. For example, I was able to find Jack's new apartment without any trouble. Were you able to get tickets for the concert? So, use be able to or was able to when you talk about possibility in one situation in the past. But, on the other hand, when you talk about what was usually possible in the past and not just one situation, you need to use could. For example, when Jenny was younger, she could eat a lot more than she eats now. I remember my grandfather could play the piano and the saxophone. Keep in mind, the best way to remember this and any other word or phrase in English is to take that word or phrase, write it in a sentence that's true for you or true in your world, and then memorize your sentences. By the way, can you imagine getting the chance to practice this kind of English with me directly? You can get more practice using your English when you join my Podcast Learners Study Group. There, you can make new friends, join us for live coaching every week where we practice these podcast lessons together. Plus, you get access to the PDF transcript and audio download for every Happy English podcast in the past and in the future. And on top of that, each episode has exercises where you can practice this English point with speaking and writing checked by me. To learn more or to see some of the example sentences from this lesson, just visit myhappyenglish.com and choose podcast lesson 714. Remember, learning another language is not easy, but it's not impossible, and I'm here to help you on your journey.
This podcast is brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English, get happy, Happy English.